It's coming up to 27 minutes. It's 27 minutes to 6. Thanks very much for joining us here on Irirangi Waiate, and to my guests earlier who joined me earlier on. We're going down to Rotorua now. We're going down to Te Arawa to talk motels for our kore kāinga whānau in Rotorua. Here to talk to us about the purchase or kāinga order purchase of a motel in Rotorua, Mayor Steve Chadwick joins us. Mayor Tukumihi kia koe. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Mayor Chadwick.
Happy to be here. Good to be here. Yep.
Okay, so how involved was the council in the decision-making or, you know, the discussions with Oranga? With kāinga order to purchase. Yeah, kāinga order to purchase a motel.
Well, we've got a task force here in Rotorua at the moment about housing, all aspects of housing, Claudette. And so kāinga order, MHUD, Te Puni Kōkiri, we're all in this together here trying to find the solutions for our housing crisis and particularly our homeless. So while we didn't purchase the motel, we were aware that kāinga order was looking at converting a motel into shorter term emergency housing at the same time as getting on and building. So they've also purchased land ready for building. So lots and lots of complexity around housing here, but we're very delighted with the decision that this will help with short-term emergency housing, and that's very important.
Absolutely. It makes sense. I've got to say, it does make sense. $8 million price tag, though some would say it would be best putting that into building houses. But I think you mentioned it. This is short-term transitional to segue to help transition whānau into more stable, secure homes.
Well, you don't build them overnight. So we're very aware of the number of houses we need with the task force work when we're all working together. And I'm really pleased that kāinga order also have bought land and are looking at also social housing for working with us here. This is a short stay measure for us, really. They'll be converting the motels. So it's not just using a motel and contracting. They've purchased this motel and they'll be converting it into making it much, much more supportive of emergency housing and transitional housing. So that's what we wanted. In the short term, we also said that we needed, remember, the management of motels for those with mothers and children. And now we're also looking at contracting support services through MSD for wraparound services for those that are using transitional and emergency accommodation. So we've got everybody working together here now, Claudette, and I'm thrilled that government has given us this support because we were in a very dark space before, and now working together in a task force approach, it's making such a difference and we're really getting moving.
Well, in the renovation though, can I just clarify, in the renovation of the motel, will we still be able to have whānau stay there?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. So already we've got, it's underway that families and mothers and children are moving to motels specifically suitable for them. So they're all together. They're not now mixed with others, which is really great for families. But this is now for the emergency accommodation so that people aren't just sitting in a motel room. By buying this motel, kāinga ora and their conversion are looking at what other spaces you need around them, kitchens, homework spaces, all sorts of spaces that people are going to need in an emergency accommodation situation. So it's great they're making this move. And yes, I've heard people complain about the cost, but this is now a process that we've got. It's fantastic to have four government agencies working with us in council, saying, right, big tick for mothers and children. They're out of mixed-use hotels now. Now we've got to look at those that need emergency accommodation, the others, and then at the same time just get building. So we have to start buying some land, and also working very, very well here now with iwi about, have you got some land available? Could we put some social housing in as part of your housing development? So it's all hands to the wheel here.
Mm. And when you say short-term, how short-term is short-term?
Look, you don't know until we unblock the pipe, really, Claudette. You know, you've got to start building. And we're saying in the medium term here, we need 6,000 more homes. So our role as a council is looking at the consenting, making that easier, also looking at the infrastructure, and we were very lucky to get some funding support for infrastructure, and that will be linked to housing. I think all of the dots are starting to get joined up for us here with our housing plan and with government working with us.
Although
so
it's
short term,
yes,
you don't know.
Don't know.
You know, until the houses, we need available houses. One of our challenges here, Claudette, is we don't have lots and lots of flat land available. So we're in a caldera, and those easy parts to build in have been done. We're now looking at other land, and certainly hapu are coming to us with their aspirations. This is where we'd like Papakāinga. We've got developers coming and saying we could open up more if we could get support with infrastructure like stormwater, wastewater. So we're all working together now. And I have to say, prior to last December when we set up the housing plan, it was rather haphazard. But now people realise we've got a challenge and we're going to sort this out together.
Although it was a motel and it has been converted to be fit for purpose, who is running it? Because, you know, you don't want to get a motelier in to run it, because they're not running a motel, are they? They're running a facility for our vulnerable whānau. So who's running and managing and operating?
So Kāngora will be working on that, and MSD are also involved, and then we've got a whole network of providers, WEDA and others, and that social support agencies that are actually coming in to do the social support and getting these people ready once houses are ready, getting them ready to be housed. So that's something that MSD has worked on, and I went in with the minister to look at the MSD providers that will be being used in social housing and emergency housing, and they were all working together very, very well, saying, right, we're good at this bit, you're good at that, this is how we'll work together. So I've never seen that happen before. So they're not being run by motelias.
No.
They've been bought.
Yes. So my point is, you know, it will have to be facilitated by those that understand the nature of the clientele, that the whānau that are at the motel. And good, you've got lots of confidence in Kāinga Ora that they can run this, because, you know, to be fair, Mayor Steve, they're bloody useless when it comes to running these kinds of facilities for our most vulnerable whānau. They don't have a good track record.
Yes. So MSD are working in here as well with us, and they've looked at those that are suitable for not for children households, you know, the singletons, and they have got contracts with social service providers that are coming in with us, and I saw who was around that table, and I'm very comforted. They have local knowledge. They know what works with this group of people, and they have the cultural lens and sensitivity to provide good support for them. And that's, we all agree that needs to happen. It's not just about putting them into accommodation, it's wrapping support around them. And so the right providers have all come together to do that.